Hold on. Hey.
News channel. Ever wonder why they report the same news? This is Wake Up America.
Brought to you by Citizen Stringer.
The media has become absolute lunacy. What makes us different? We just tell the truth. The daily headlines, politics, social issues, focusing on headlines that the mainstream media ignores. Conservative to the core and honest, sometimes to a fault. Unapologetically American. Welcome to Wake Up America with your host, Stephen Oatley.
Yeah. How you guys doing? Look at this. You like this sweatshirt? You like this? You know where you can get it? PureTruthClothing.com. You can get that. Or better yet, hold on. Wait for it. Because it's too damn hot to wear it. Or you can get your own t-shirt. Sweatshirts and t-shirts. Shit, and dropping stuff. Anyway. So we have it in red or black. Or, I'm sorry, white. White or red lettering. T-shirts and sweatshirts. Just put them up today. They're all printed by me, so it's limited quantity. Five of each size are available and each color. They'll be shipped within the first 48 hours. I'll put a link in the chat in a little bit. Anyway, man, are you guys ready for this day? Are you ready for the news? Should I wait? Fucking Mike. Should I wait or should we just get started? Because today's going to be something else. We've got a crazy story coming out of Chicago, Illinois right now. You know, we have, and maybe you didn't know that there was a police officer that was just shot in the face. Apparently it was through and through, maybe his cheek, and he's expected to be okay. But that just happened in the past couple of hours. Now, what's interesting about that, if there's anything interesting about it, is right before the mayor had a, this is going to piss me off, right before the mayor had a press conference scheduled, she got notice that there was a police officer involved shooting, or at least that's what she reported. Her report or her press conference was going to be on the coronavirus, the vaccine mandates in the city of Chicago and how that's affecting the police department. We're going to talk about that in length today. This is supposed to be showing here, and it's not there. There's $100. Look at that. Thank you, Steve.
Antifa, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah, I'm going to give them the truth. I'm going to give them the truth. And a big thanks to you for contributing and providing a lot of the context and what's going on there in Chicago almost today. All right, so earlier today, so for anyone that doesn't know, we've been covering it for the past couple of days. It's been on Fox News. It's been all over the place, really, about this, the Chicago police. It's estimated that there are 4,553, roughly, police officers that have not provided proof that they've been vaccinated or participated in the vaccination portal that the city has placed on. This freaking cord. I'm going to have to buy a new one, and I will just zip tie it up to this, I guess. That's what someone said. Maybe I can buy it like a red one or something. You know what I mean? Orange. Who knows? But so there's this vaccine requirement that went into place, I think, on – or not – a vaccine reporting requirement that went into place, I think, on Friday or Saturday night. Now, there's a lot of these happening all throughout the United States right now. So you have police departments that are speaking out across the country. Massachusetts just issued a huge letter. Their police union then said, you know, they're – and here's the thing. Contrary to what the left says, these people aren't opposed to the vaccines. They're opposed to mandates requiring people to be vaccinated. That's what the majority of people are opposed to. But you wouldn't know that if you'd listen to, you know, any left commentator or anything like that. Anyway, so listen, this is what's gone on in Chicago, because this is, I guess, a precursor to what's to come. In Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, who's the mayor there, crazy lady, she kind of looks like Beetlejuice, and I know a lot of people get pissed when I say that because they're like, you're making fun of the way she looks. Well, she looks like Beetlejuice. There's not much I could say about it other than that. They made a citywide mandate that all employees of the city have to prove that they're vaccinated. Almost all employees. Teachers are exempt because they said they were going to strike and blah, 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 blah. One of these groups that are affected are the police department. She's taking extremely hard stance with the police department in Chicago. It's believed that there are up to 4,553 or 43 police officers and civilian employees of the police department that have not provided proof, which is roughly 63%, or it's roughly, 37% of the police force, that have not provided vaccination status to the overlords, you know, to the city, to determine whether or not they meet this requirement. So the city has basically mandated it and said to any officer, if you don't do this, you will be fired or you will be placed on unpaid leave. The Fraternal Order of Police, the police union there, has been really outspoken about it. On Friday, he has a YouTube page and a Facebook page, and he's been posting a bunch of videos on social media about this and trying to help his officers so that they know what rights they have roles they have in terms of making their decision on whether or not to participate in this portal there. And again, it's not about being anti-vaccine or pro-vaccine. It's simply about not, it sounds so stupid. It's really about making up your own mind on what you want to do. And for some reason, that is like just missing among everybody. And we're going to talk about a couple of examples of that throughout this show. This show may carry on for a little bit, so I hope all of you guys got your pants pulled up tight and you're ready to go. Oh, shout out to Connie K. Okay? You got the brash of my customer service. Here's the thing. I won't get sidetracked. I'll talk about that in a little bit. I'm on fire because someone said they were going to report me to the Better Business Bureau because they financed a mystery box that I refunded, and the people that she financed it through are all screwed up. So she's likely going to ruin it. So if you guys are planning on buying the new mystery boxes, which I'll talk about in a second, and planning on financing it, you better do it quickly, because otherwise I'm going to turn off that ability, because apparently they keep $25 and it screws me over. All right. Anyway, so Chicago is really weird right now. Apparently all day. And Lori Lightfoot during a press conference today was very she was very sleazy in the way she's describing what was going on. So this is what we know. I have screenshots from active police officers in Chicago currently right now on my cell phone. What is going on right now is that they're calling the police officers into the main headquarters. They haven't spread this out to all the precincts. They're calling police officers and some detective units, the individual officers in. They're saying, hey, we don't have you on this portal. They're doing what they're calling counseling first. They're like, you haven't registered on this portal to say whether you're vaccinated or not. And I don't believe the Chicago police officers have the ability, like some of the other departments, to do weekly testing. I don't believe that's an option for the Chicago police officers. I could be wrong. I'm not quite sure. But needless to say, the Chicago Police Department or the city of Chicago is trying to mandate all employees to participate in this online portal where they basically divulge their health information, which is wrong on so many different levels. They all said it wasn't going to happen, mind you. We can go back 2 months ago, and everybody said, this will never happen. We will never have vaccine passports. We will never have employer mandates. All this stuff. Think about it. They all said that when they were running for election, when Joe Biden said it himself, we'll never have to mandate it, and that's all changing now because, well, they need to. They have no other option to try to get full control. Anyway, so they're pulling these police officers into headquarters today, and it's already happened, Lori Lightfoot said, to a small number of people, but she won't say. It's kind of like the whole thing with the State Department not releasing how many Americans were left in Afghanistan, even though they said it was 100, about 100. Well, that's weird, because we've already taken out 136 United States civilians after the withdrawal was completed, they said. So they lied to the American public. Nobody's talking about that. Well, I'll probably have an article on that tomorrow or the next day about the actual number of people that are still in Afghanistan and the people that they've been able to rescue, not our government, mind you, nonprofits and other people have rescued from Afghanistan. And the number of people that are rescued from Afghanistan, American citizens, are more than the State Department said we had in Afghanistan. So obviously they were lying. But long story short, they're coming in. The officers are doing this counseling thing. So they're getting called in. They're doing a counseling where basically they're saying, hey, you didn't do this. You got to do this. And if you don't do it, then you're brought down to an office where you are stripped of your police powers. You have to turn over your badge. You're stripped of your police powers and you're placed on unpaid leave, indefinite unpaid leave until you apparently comply. Now, what's interesting is the union is the Fraternal Order of Police, actually, Lori Lightfoot sued the union this weekend, got some sympathetic judge that is apparently a fundraiser for Lori Lightfoot. That's going to be a weird thing in itself, because I'm sure people are going to be looking into that. They got the sympathetic judge to issue a temporary restraining order barring the Fraternal Order of Police's president from speaking to his union members about the policies. That's how corrupt this is in Chicago. And this is going to spread out to cities across the United States. We're already seeing it in Chicago or Seattle. We're already seeing it in Maine. We're already seeing it in Massachusetts. We're starting to see it. I know it's here, but they're never going to mandate it here because we won't have any cops left. It's starting to happen all over the place. I think Leesburg was the Leesburg County or Leesburg City in Virginia was supposed to vote on it for their police department, but a third of their police department said they will walk. I talked to state troopers here in this state. They said they will walk. I talked to individual sheriff's department, sheriff deputies in this state. They said they will walk. Apparently, in a lot of places now, they said they'll walk. I know people that work for some of these same companies that manufacture vaccines for this specific pandemic, for this specific, influenza, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, that are not providing vaccination status to their employer, even though they are vaccinated. The reason they're not doing it is they don't feel like it's their employer's right to keep a database, essentially, of who and who isn't vaccinated. The choice is supposed to be with the person who is making that choice. For some reason, they're not saying that. So one of the things that's really interesting about Chicago is, one, the crime rate is through the roof. I mean, there's I think someone sent me an article and said 3 7-Elevens were robbed within an hour apart. Lori Lightfoot had a press conference scheduled for 3:30. The chief of police was supposed, or commissioner or whatever they call him out there, was supposed to be there for that press conference, but he was unable to be there. She addressed why and said that there was a police-involved shooting. What she neglected to mention to this room of journalists, which you know undoubtedly she knew because the police commissioner had already gone. And so you knew the police commissioner is not going to just go for a police-involved shooting. He's going to go if his police officer was shot in the face. So any Chicago police officer that may or may not be watching this right now, know that your mayor, who clearly doesn't give a shit about you anyway, your mayor literally held a press conference to talk shit about the police officers while one of your brothers in blue was shot in the face. And she refused to actually acknowledge what the actual incident was. So, you know, here's they held a press conference full of media. Do you know how many questions came out about that police shooting? Zero. She didn't say a police officer was shot in the face. Now, this is what's crazy is I was watching an NBC News feed that was covering that, or like a local affiliate, NBC News. And the craziest thing to me about it is the reporter for NBC News, who undoubtedly at that time, everybody knew about it. Their phones were probably all going off. Police officer shot. All those reporters in that room knew that a police officer had been shot. Not a single one asked a question, including NBC News, who immediately, as soon as the press conference ended, they switched over to live coverage of the police officer being shot while missing an opportunity to ask the mayor about the police officer involved shooting. Isn't that just the, I mean, if that doesn't show how wholly corrupt Lori Lightfoot is, and here's the thing, as she's mandating her state employees to wear masks indoors and to get vaccinated, participate in this vaccine, you know, portal, whatever the hell they're doing, she's out partying unmasked. It's the most hypocritical thing, and we see it, and it goes to all levels. Joe Biden this weekend was caught in a restaurant. Today, Jen Psaki actually was like, well, everybody has to take their mask off at some point. He walked through a restaurant without a mask on. In fact, I believe several of his party did, and they just apologized for it. If you guys can't understand what is going on in this country right now, it's not even about this pandemic or anything. It's totally and wholly about control. It's wholly about getting enough information so they have all the information, so they have you tied down, so you have to do. I think this is the biggest social experiment that we're going now. Because if they can mandate this database, what is going to happen next? What is the next thing they're going to mandate? That white males are no longer allowed to have beards, or that you are not allowed to wear shirts in public unless you are whatever. You know what I mean? Or that you have to walk on one foot while you cross, you know, sewer grates. Or they can just literally mandate it, and they know that the majority of America is going to pass. So far, that's what they know, that the majority of America, more than half of America right now, is just going to blindly follow the lead of whoever. It doesn't even matter. And again, it's not about the vaccine. We're not even talking about the vaccine. You know, that's a conversation that I don't care to even have right now. We're talking solely about a business or a city or a government mandating that people do it. It effectively takes away your choice to do something. Which is absolutely crazy. There's a video on TikTok of Herschel Walker's son. By the way, did not know that Herschel Walker's son was like that, but Herschel Walker's son talking to UCLA. He apparently goes to school online. They have required that he either after semester's already started, mind you, they've required that he has to submit his vaccination status or forego his, or he'll be kicked out of school and they'll eat the $70,000 tuition that they paid. This is crazy. Nobody talks about this stuff. Schools are doing it to people that are not even leaving. You have businesses that are mandating vaccinations for employees that work from home. That's what's really going on now. And everybody, like, it's so crazy because people talk about, like, a lot of people have covered the Chicago thing, but they're only covering the crime rate. They're not covering anything else. They, you know, a lot of people are covering Seattle, but they're not covering what the actual bigger picture is. I saw even Antifa right now, even a notorious Antifa streamer, Malcontentment Tango, out of Seattle, who pretends to be this whatever, but you're married to a fucking doctor, bro, so I don't want to hear it. You live in the communities that you march through talking about rich this, rich that. You literally, one of those houses you passed by was yours. Anyway, he gets on Twitter today and says, oh, all these anti-vax, and he calls out the Seattle Police Department because apparently Seattle Police Department or Seattle police officers are driving by honking their horns, waving in support for the people that are out there protesting for the right to make their own determination on what they do with their bodies. Now, what's really interesting to me is that if you have an Antifa streamer, okay, someone that streams Antifa, I'm not saying he's Antifa, I'm just saying he streams Antifa and he's in that crowd. They allow him to be there, which likely means, well, you know, he's literally arguing and challenging the Seattle Police Department to say, do they stand by their officers' rights to, not even rights, is this the official position of the Seattle Police Department that they're going to side with anti-vaxxers, which is not what the people are that are protesting. I guarantee if Malcontentment Tango actually got a fucking brain, I censored myself even though I dropped the F-bomb. But even if he decided to actually go out and interview some of those people, he would find out that probably a lot of them are vaccinated. RSVN was in Texas this morning in front of Southwest Airlines. He interviewed people that were vaccinated. They were out there because they don't believe in the mandates. It's not about whether you agree with a vaccination or not. It's you disagree with the fact that the government is telling you you have to do something and you have to comply. Now, the crazy thing about this is homeless encampments have been raided and all this stuff in Seattle and Portland and Washington, Vancouver, all these different places. And all these Antifa protesters are out there all the time protesting about government intervention. Why police are doing sweeps? Why are the police have all these powers? Why does the government do this and the government doesn't care? Blah, blah, blah. And now they're apparently taking the side of the government. Isn't that weird? Isn't that odd? I would really love to hear the explanation. Now, you can make an argument about how vaccines save lives and everyone should be vaccinated. Okay, that's fine. Get whatever. You know, there is data that shows that if you're vaccinated, you have you're 10 times less, more likely to die if you're unvaccinated. But then again, then you really got to start talking about the actual percentage rates and new CDC data that was released this weekend. You got to get into all that stuff, which we can't do on social media because, well, they'll ban us. Maybe I'll do that when I switch over to Citizen Stringer only in a little bit. I just think it's crazy. I think it's crazy what's going on in this country. And again, all the while, we have a Chicago police officer who was shot in the face, and the mayor gets up today after knowing that a police officer, I have no doubt in my mind that police officer knew, that Lori Lightfoot knew a police officer had been shot. I also believe that every single member of the media right there in that press conference, they all knew as well. And that's why we got to keep doing what we're doing here and keep getting bigger. I need to get a full-timer that's in Chicago that wants to write about Chicago politics and hit up every single one of those press conferences. We'll file for press credentials because we need honest journalism. I should do it in every city and just hire full-time journalists to work in each city and hit up every city meeting. Every coronavirus update, let's get to those places where we can actually ask real questions. Because in the White House, the only actual press we have there is Peter Ducey, whatever his name is. And then again, but you get these half answers and then it's almost like they're like, oh, it's not my turn anymore. Okay, you didn't answer my question. But I'm just going to sit here and not get the actual answer to the question I asked because, well, you know, I'm just a stooge. I just don't understand that. I don't understand if you're in a place why you're not going to actually try to get answers. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm not going to besmirch on Colin Powell and all that stuff. He died today. It sucks. He died of complications related to COVID. He was fully vaccinated. He's not the only one. We've already talked about this. And I can't really talk about it too much. The only thing I'd say is just look at the amount of people. I'm not even going to say it. Can't even say it. I'll talk about that again after on citizenstringer.tv. So if you don't have a membership, go over there and sign up. You don't need to. It's free. You could watch the whole replay and I don't know, an hour, probably 10 o'clock tonight, you'll be able to watch the whole replay if you should choose. It's crazy stuff. Tammy said, does Steve breathe when he's ranting? Not really. I do a good enough job, though. It seems like we just got some stars, too, so I appreciate that, whoever that was. I don't see it live. Lori, thank you. Let's switch to other gears. Quick promotional thing. Our November mystery boxes are up. But before you guys all rush, I got a special thing for you, everyone that's watching this live stream. Our November mystery box pre-sales are up now. I'm doing these differently, okay? So I'm going to ship the first 50 boxes that I sell by the 1st of November. The October mystery boxes, I started printing out your shirts today. I should have them completed by Wednesday, and then they'll ship by the end of the week. Now, these are clothing mystery boxes, so a lot of people have gotten, you know, complacent because I've given so much other stuff in all these mystery boxes. You're guaranteed to get 3 t-shirts. For October. Or actually, not three t-shirts. You're going to get two t-shirts and a long sleeve tee because that's what everyone asked for. And it's cool. It's a logo that only you guys will have for now because it's not available online. Anyway, the November mystery boxes and going forward, all the mystery boxes I do now are going to be different. So I'm going to do them in two blocks just like this. So the first one, they'll go on sale right around the 15th of the month. And they'll the first block of boxes, which will each, so the first 50 will have one 55-inch TV giveaway and three gift card giveaways. They're going to be chock full of stuff. So it's not, even though they're clothing mystery boxes, you're guaranteed to get three pieces of apparel. Some are going to have more than others. Some are going to have, you know, because that's the way I was doing the mystery boxes before, is everyone got the same exact thing. And that's what was effing everything up, because I miscount the orders. And so now it's not that way. You're going to be guaranteed to get something, but some boxes are going to have extra shirts. Some are going to have nice hats. Some are going to have mugs, because I print my own mugs now. Some are going to have, you know, stickers. Some are going to have, well, everyone will have a coffee for the November mystery box, and all this stuff. So the way I'm doing it is the first mystery boxes that are going to be sold are all, they'll always have all new designs. Okay, so you'll never have to worry about that. They'll all have all new designs. But I just placed an order for a ton of fitted hats again because I like them. All different. Some say this, some say yeet again, some say yeet in red. Just everything, because I just really like the hats and I want one that says FJB. I like it over on the side like this. So we're going to have that stuff. I also changed the price. You're going to notice that. So instead of $75 plus the shipping, I'm just doing $90 all in, because I'm also going to, the boxes are a little bit different. I get better pricing now from UPS because we ship so much. So I'm able to actually spend less in shipping, give you bigger boxes, and which equate to more stuff. I'm also going to get fancy with these mystery boxes. They're going to have like fluff and stuff inside them, whatever that shredded shit is that holds everything nice. But we're going to have all different mugs. You're going to have coffee. You're going to have t-shirts. There's likely going to be sweatshirts in the November one. There's going to be stickers, patches, random shit. I may buy 100 constitutions and put them in there, like the pocket constitutions. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. It's all patriotic themed clothing, and it's all pretty much kid friendly going forward. So I don't have the kid mystery boxes. I will put them up. So if you want a kid mystery box, wait till 9 o'clock tonight. I will have the child size mystery boxes that you can order should you want one. But we'll have those up. And here's a special thing for you. In honor of Chicago and what's going on in Chicago right now, I'm going to donate everything that I make tonight through Super Chats. I haven't done this in a long time. Everything I make through Super Chats, Cash Apps, everything. And then I'm going to donate $5 off every box, $5 off every one of these t-shirts that are sold to the police officer, if I can find a GoFundMe for the police officer that was shot today. Otherwise, I'm going to find a way to donate directly to the Fraternal Order of Police there. So that goes today. So use the code Chicago and you'll also get 10% off your entire order for the next 24 hours. Doesn't matter what you order. You can order a coffee box. You can order a mystery box. You could order whatever the fuck you want. And if you use the code word Chicago, that is the code to check out. You'll get 10% off your order. It also allows me to keep track of those orders, so that way I can figure out exactly how much I'm going to donate. I will announce that tomorrow on my show, how much we raised. So that means every stars tonight, every Twitch bitch, every Super Chat, every Cash App, PayPal, anything, everything that I make on the show tonight, and then $5 from every mystery box, $5 for every one of these t-shirts that I sell. These are limited too, so if you want it, get it. But that's what we're going to do. And we do the donation stuff all the time. So the link to the mystery boxes are in your chat. The link to this shirt, you'll see, I literally took the picture right before I went live. That is in your chat right. Ah, fuck. Is that the right one? Hold on. Why is it doing this? Hold on. It's trying to do it fast, but. So basically, but you got to use that code. It's very important tonight that you use the code Chicago in there, because that keeps track of everything that's ordered today. I can keep track of and know how much to contribute. So here is the t-shirt. And with the t-shirt, you'll see you have a ton of options. You have You choose sweatshirt or t-shirt, you choose the size, and you choose the color of the ink. So if you order a sweatshirt, a large sweatshirt, and then you choose either red or white ink, if you order a t-shirt and you order the white ink, you're also going to get something that has, because I bought it, I can print the sleeves now, but I can't do it on sweatshirts. So if you order a white t-shirt, you'll also get it with our Pure Truth Clothing logo on the right sleeve, this sleeve, because that is the design. And again, use your code and you get code off. The sweatshirts, the hoodies are super nice hoodies and they're cheap because I don't believe in you know, breaking you guys through the coals. Anyway, let's just put that up there. So yeah, get your mystery boxes now because I'm only doing 100 of them this time. I'm not going crazy like I have been in the past. I'm only doing 100 mystery boxes, the clothing mystery boxes. And I promise you, there is not going to be a single person that is upset with the November mystery boxes. I'm going entirely overboard because I figured out what I need to essentially make 20% on the mystery boxes. That includes the $5 donation that I'm doing per mystery box for it to be beneficial for me to do it. Also, we have coffee too. So if you want to go on puretruthcoffee.com, Pure Truth Clothing, whatever, you could find a coffee. This is Trumpkin. I should have that in stock on Wednesday because we sold out of all the coffee. I did get the reorder of the French roast, the question everything, and the Wake Up America breakfast blend and French vanilla. I already have that. So some of the orders that I already have pending, the coffee boxes that people have purchased that haven't got the shipping notifications yet, those will go out on Wednesday when I get the reorder of the pumpkin spice because I ordered it wrong. And then everything else will most likely be shipping in the next day or two. And here's my pledge to everyone. If you order this t-shirt or the sweatshirt, I will ship it within the next 48 hours, okay? That's my pledge and promise to you. You'll get a shipping notification within the first 48 hours of your order. And the reason is because I can do it all here. I already have the design, already have the t-shirts, already have the sweatshirts. I will print it all right here. So make sure you get your order in and you'll be wearing your shirt. And make sure you add some coffee to it. Because if you order a shirt and you order a coffee, you could be drinking a coffee while wearing the shirt while watching me on Thursday. How fucking awesome is that? Okay, let's go back to the news. Enough of this infomercial. So we talked about the supply chain stuff for the past couple of days, right? You know, I talked about it in nauseam. For anyone that doesn't know, this show used to be called Freight Broker Live. I've got 15 years of C-level experience in the transportation and logistics industry. When I got involved in the news industry, it was purely because I saw a gap in transportation in who was reporting transportation, and I felt like they were not being honest with their reporting, or they just simply weren't covering enough of what was going on. So I decided to start my journalism career from the ground up, just writing about transportation and logistics related news. When all the protests and all the shit happened in early 2020, we kind of transitioned from just a transportation related news outlet to more of a politics, a political type of news organization, just covering politics and crime and things like that. The stories that nobody else really covers. So that's what we do through CitizenStringer.com. But supply chain is my first love. Like, reverse logistics is a passion. I'm a dork. I read magazines about it. I read articles about it. I still follow, you know, other news outlets that I worked at. I'm on their website more than I'm on my own every day, just reading the stuff. I have a passion for it. I really enjoy it. The one thing that's kind of puzzling to me is this logistics supply chain bullshit crisis that's going on, because I can't really understand it. I'm pretty good at understanding inflation. I'm pretty good at understanding the reasons for some things. With this whole supply chain crisis BS, I don't understand it. You know, I understand how it happened. Okay. So I've read enough about this. I understand how it happened. The country reopened. Everyone had all this surplus of money. They went and bought shit. Suppliers started buying more. Manufacturers bought more. They produced a bunch more. And now people aren't buying as much, even though Buttigieg said everyone's buying stuff. And that's why prices are going up, because he's an idiot. The thing that I really question about all this stuff that's going on is just how weird it is, because we know that, like, Prologis, the one of the nation's largest warehouse chains with 999 million square footage, completely booked up. You can't even rent warehouse space in their warehouses. All these warehouse distribution centers in Los Angeles, Long Beach, all these CFS container freight stations down there, all booked up. They're all full. We have a chassis shortage. That means that because of a lot of the containers that are being transported, because they can't be offloaded, they're staying on their chassis. So we can't get these chassis, the metal frames essentially that these containers are loaded onto at the ports. They can't get the port, the containers out of the ports quick enough. Now, the interesting thing about this, as we heard a couple of things over the course of the weekend. Now, we didn't write an article about one of them, and I forgot who it was. He was the deputy secretary of the Treasury, but he went on national television and made a comment that he made a comment saying that the supply chain crisis is not going to end until everyone gets vaccinated. And, you know, and I know that that seems unbelievable. And I understand it does seem unbelievable. And I think the easiest way that I can actually prove that he said that is just by simply playing it. And so let me quickly go to it because, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things and you may be like, well, Steve, you misunderstood it. So I'm going to play the video. And this is on my Twitter page, which all you guys can see if you want eventually. But for right now, let me just throw this up on the screen so you could see. Let me unmute it. And then look.
It's not just making things harder to find. It's making them more expensive.
Today, we face an economy that's in transition.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Now, keep an eye, and I know it's going to go super quick, but keep an eye on how quickly his name goes. But listen to what he says.
And as part of that transition, we are seeing high prices for some of the things that people have to buy. But the reality is that the only way we're going to get to a place where we work through this transition is if everyone in America and everyone around the world gets vaccinated.
Now, one of the things that I was questioning when I was watching this earlier today.
Today we face.
They don't have the time.
Transition. And as part of that transition, we are seeing high prices for some of the things that people have to buy. But the reality is that the only.
See. I'm looking to see if the video is edited or something, but it's not. This is literally what he says.
The only way we're going to get to a place where we work through this transition is if everyone in America and everyone around the world gets vaccinated. That's why the president continues to be.
You guys can't hear him. You're saying why? I see it. I don't know. You don't. You guys. Wait, hold on.
What is sitting?
Oh, it's just quiet.
Behind us.
Everything.
Longshoremen telling me some of these containers have been sitting here for 6 months with a shortage of truck drivers to get the goods on the highway and into stores.
You guys can hear it. I see it on my sound monitor. Anyway, so it may be quiet or something like that, but there's nothing I could do about that. Someone said you can hear it. It was just quiet. Yeah, I apologize for that. But now you've made me screw up my volume, whoever texted me. But it's crazy, right? Because you have people like that that are saying that this is all has to do with, I don't even know. Fuck this mic. I'm going to throw it across the room. Tomorrow I'll switch over to the other one. It just sucks because I really like this stand, and this stand is broken, which doesn't make sense. I don't know. It must have got messed up in the move somehow, which ticks me off because now I'm hearing audio feedback from this one. But you guys don't hear it. I do. Anyway, It's just really weird. And then Buttigieg is now under fire for claiming supply chain crisis is due to Biden guiding country out of the recession. This is an article from Fox News today saying Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has claimed that the U.S. supply chain is only strained because of President Joe Biden's success in guiding the country out of a recession raised plenty of eyebrows on Sunday. The U.S. supply chain crisis has affected Americans of all stripes. Excuse me. Despite White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain endorsing the message that it and inflation are a high class problem. Maybe if you don't watch Fox News, you probably didn't hear that whole. They spent entirely too much time on Sunday talking about that, or Saturday, whenever it was. Apparently, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain retweeted a message from some idiot where he said that inflation is a high class problem because, you know, normal people aren't affected by inflation and the rise of, like, you know, let's just say milk and bread and food and gas and virtually everything, t-shirts, everything. That's a high class problem because those are the real people that are affected by it, not the little guys. Even though, and then he did counter when he came on, the idiot that tweeted that in the first place, he did come on Fox News and say, well, They are right now, but it's for the better. In the long run, they're going to be the lower class are going to be the ones that are reaping this inflation benefit, and the people that are up higher are going to be the ones that suffer, which doesn't make any fucking sense. He's just an idiot. Buttigieg told CNN on Sunday that the reason the supply chain is dealing with backlogs is because demand and income are up under Biden. Demand is up, Biden said, because income is up, because the president has successfully guided the economy out of the teeth of a terrifying recession. This guy is an idiot. See, this is when they announced that he was going to run the Department of Transportation, I knew that it was a bad thing. And the fact that he applied, you know, all these people that are should not be running the individual departments within the Department of Transportation were there was enough to piss me off. Like the lady who's running the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, she has no business being in trucking. She deals with, or she has some experience dealing with New York City transit vehicles and a shit ton of experience dealing with Uber, none of which really has anything to do with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Yes, they do govern, buses and things like that. But they also, the bigger thing is the supply chain, is trucking, is the laws and regulations that are imposed on trucking. That's what they do. The Federal Highway Administration, I believe that woman is the disgraced Department of Transportation leader from Massachusetts who her department literally allowed a guy that had just gotten arrested for driving drunk in Connecticut, and they pulled his license, to drive a truck because she didn't do her damn job, and then he killed 9 jarheads, members of the Jarhead Motorcycle Club in New Hampshire a couple of years ago. That's who's in charge of a Federal Highway Administration. Like, this is absolutely nutty what's going on. And you have, like, to me, I'm kind of like, okay, I can completely see why our supply chain is completely fucked, because look who's in charge. You have Pete Buttigieg, who his transportation experience was before? Before leading the Department of Transportation, he was a driver in the fucking Navy. That's what he did. He was an intelligence officer and driver in the Navy. That's his transportation experience. Now they say because he was a mayor of some podunk town and blah, blah, blah. And me, I don't even remember the town. That's why I said podunk. It's just stupid. It's stupid. Because you wonder why we have a problem with what's going on in this country with our supply chain is because you put people that don't have any business or don't have any knowledge of the industry. And this has been going on in the trucking industry for a long time, mind you, because you got trade associations. Like, you got one trade association. I won't say who it is, but it's probably fake. But he said the FBI appointed him for some special, co-op thing. The guy was under investigation by the DOJ for defrauding truckers. Like, and now he's on some board, with the government. You have the OIDA, which I don't know. They seem like a good organization, but they literally miss every single opportunity to have a seat at the table with any of these meetings. You have the ATA, who only cares about big trucking. You have the TIA, which is the Transportation Intermediaries, which you would think that they would be exceedingly out there right now in the news talking about freight brokers and what they're doing and all the freight forwarders and all the people that are under their jurisdiction. No, they're not. They're not. And so you have all these trade organizations that are the ones that do have a seat at the table are usually part of the ATA, and they're just a big, they deal with the big trucking companies. They're all the rich people, the ones that are putting all the money into these political candidates that don't give a shit about small trucking when small trucking is the backbone of America. It's very frustrating to me, but I can honestly see why our government is so fucked. I mean, who wouldn't expect? Look at what's happened with the rest of our government. So who wouldn't expect that our supply chain would be completely and utterly, crippled by what's going on right now in this country? Who wouldn't expect that already, right? I mean, come on, who wouldn't expect it? But it's crazy. And then we see videos. I think BCP drove by a port this weekend, I think Long Beach or Los Angeles. He drove by and got some video that I saw on social media where the port was closed. But again, you're not going to see. I think it was the port of Long Beach, because the port of Long Beach is automated. So the people that are working there, it's mostly cranes and robots and shit that are actually driving around and offloading. All the trailer chassis are all automated, robots. But apparently even robots aren't operating 24/7 anymore. So who knows what the hell is going on? And then they come out and say, well, even though Joe Biden made a speech saying that they're going 24/7, we already talked about the fact that that's completely, utterly bullshit anyway, because they already open 20 hours a day. So by that 4 hours a day, it's not going to have a big influx of freight. And even if you did have an influx of freight that was coming in, you know what the problem is? You're never going to be able to get it out. We don't have truckers. Now they're talking about the truck driver shortage. Pete Buttigieg gets up there and says, truck drivers need to be paid fairly. Well, where the hell were you for the past couple of months when truck drivers, where you could have amped up to actually solve all this? Oh, that's right. You were on a 2-month maternity leave, tax paid maternity leave, while the supply chain crisis was going on. So you and your dude could take care of two adopted babies or two babies that you procured and pretend like, you know, that it's a very important step for you as a male. I can't even go into just how utterly stupid our government is right now. I really can't, you know, because now women's rights groups are starting to like come after Pete Buttigieg for the comments he made, because he talked about something with maternity leave and how it's just as important for a man to do it as a woman to do it, because in his case, he doesn't believe in actually doing a fucking job. And so now some women's rights groups are coming out and they're like, hey, don't equate, you know, you guys, you know, adopting kids and dealing with that as, you know, people that actually had to go through childbirth, because you have no idea, you know, you don't know what that's like. And so they're all, and that may change the whole focus off of the supply chain for a couple of days, and they may start talking about that and how women's groups are going to attack Pete Buttigieg in the next couple of days. But who knows? And frankly, who cares? Because our supply chain isn't going to be fixed, not with any of these boneheads in office. If you want to fix the supply chain, get actual truckers in there, get actual freight brokers, you want to hire people, or you want people to actually fix the problems, get people that know the problem, get NVOCCs, like people, get customs brokers in there, get warehouse, get a guy that drives a forklift that also has a doctorate. I'm sure there's someone somewhere that could do it. Get freight brokers, get truck drivers, get the actual input from the people that do the job, because the people that are in charge of fixing the problem are never going to be able to do it because they don't understand it. Supply chain is increased. It's like a computer. I just bought this Alienware Aurora like 4 months ago. It was like $2,800. And now that same computer is obsolete and I have to go buy a new one if I want something. Like it's, you know, the MacBook that I bought, the little MacBook Pro thing that I fucking hate, but now I'm starting to use a lot more. That computer, that cost me, what, $2,000, $2,400, and it's obsolete now. They have a new MacBook that comes out, and it's worth way much, you know, way more. Like, that one can't do stuff, and it's silly. Supply chain's the same way. Everything evolves. Everything changes, except the driver pay. And I'm not going to go into a big, long diatribe about that, but if you want to get the trucks moving again, and you want to get over this mythical driver shortage, because you don't have, here's the reason why everyone says driver shortage, okay? Because instead of driver pay going up and, you know, these trucking companies to make more money, what they want to do is they want to flood capacity. So they want to make a shit ton of trucks. They want to put more trucks in. They want to put more drivers in the seats of trucks and pay them less. It doesn't really do it. That's why they always say there's a driver shortage. If there's such a driver shortage, do you know that 200, I think it was 278 trucking companies closed down in 2019 to 2020. And we still had a driver shortage, even though all those trucking companies shut down. Do you know why? It's because in 2019, they flooded the market. They bought more trucks. They hired more drivers. They added all that capacity, which caused rates to dive. And once the rates started diving, nobody could pay for all those big fancy truck notes, and companies went belly up. Some huge companies went belly up. But nobody talks about that because, again, common sense does not kick in with these people. They don't work normal jobs. Pete Buttigieg hasn't had a normal job in years. How can you expect him to lead the Department of Transportation with 25,000 or 250,000, employees when his biggest job before was as a mayor? As a mayor? And then they put him in charge of a department with a quarter million employees. And, I mean, he fucked up. And then he went on maternity leave. You think that all these supply chain forecasters didn't know that this shit was happening? They did. They did. Everybody knew it. They all knew it was going to happen. They said it. There's been articles about it in the Journal of Commerce and all these other trade outlets for months and months and months. Everyone was oblivious. No one paid attention. The only reason it comes into play now is because, well, they needed to take the focus off Afghanistan. They needed to take the focus off the border. Now we have a crisis that's going on, and people are going. It's going to affect every single one that's watching this shit now, watching this show right now. It'll affect every single one of you. Because in Christmas, when you try to get your kid that toy, you're not going to be able to. When you really just want to go and buy some toilet paper so you can wipe your ass after a nice, you know, you're not going to be able to. You're going to have to use napkins if you could find them, because we're not going to have that supply. They're already starting now. And granted, just like the lumber shortage, it's here. They're just not going to do it. You know, one of the best comments that anyone made was like, how do you solve a supply chain crisis where you can't get stuff imported quick enough? Start producing it in America. Oh, it's kind of like that whole, you know, Donald Trump thing where he said he was trying to make companies come here again. You know, in the famous words of Joe Biden, whatever the fuck he whispers into his microphone every day. It's crazy. And here's the thing with Amazon, too. Amazon, I just ordered something from Amazon and it said it wasn't going to be delivered till the end of the month. And that was with Prime shipping. They're all delayed. And granted, I don't have that, you know, next day shipping here because we live in the boonies, but it's just crazy stuff. Speaking of, you know what doesn't have a problem shipping on time? My mystery boxes. If you want to buy a mystery box that is so chock full of awesomeness, well, I suggest you follow the link that's in the chat right now. I mean, you just have to. You got to do it, because if you don't do it, you're going to miss out on the best box. Now, these November mystery boxes, unlike the October mystery boxes where we only gave away one TV, with the November mystery boxes, we're giving away two 55-inch TVs, plus we're giving away two lifetime subscriptions to CitizenStringer.tv, which is our live streaming platform, which we don't have to worry about online tech censorship. In addition to that, we're also giving away 6 gift cards. We're doubling the amount of gifts that we give out if you haven't caught it, because what we're doing is we're splitting the shipping. So instead of me having to bust my ass for 2 weeks to get all these orders out and fuck up everything, what I'm doing is as soon as I get 50 orders, which in all reality, maybe today, I'm going to start printing all the stuff, after I finish the October ones. But the first batch of 50 mystery boxes, which in that first batch of 50 will have a free TV, the coupon for it, and I'll explain how that works. You get a little code, and it says you got to email me that code, and that's how you know you won the TV. And then I ship you the TV, and then once you get it, you have to like take a picture in front of the TV or something like that with our app on it or something. And I don't post it. It's just to like let me know that you're acknowledging that you actually want a fucking TV. Because for a long time, like, I still don't know who is a $500 gift card winner. You just took the gift card and you don't even tell it. Like a lot of people do, you know, say, oh, I won a $150 one, or I won a $100 one, which is great. But I wish like the big winners would. That's why I started doing TVs. So you have to acknowledge it. But the mystery box link is right there. In addition, if you use code Chicago, and you can use that code on the mystery boxes as well. You can use it on everything in the next 24 hours. If you use the code Chicago, I'm going to be donating $5 off of every mystery box. Plus, it gives you 10% off your order. But I'm going to be donating $5 off of every mystery box, $5 for every one of these t-shirts, and then 10% off of everything else in my store to either the police officer who was shot in the face today in Chicago, or that police union, the Fraternal Order of Police there. I will call them. I'll find out a charity that I can write a check to, and we will donate directly to them. And we'll announce how much we actually made yesterday. It's going to be pretty good because I've sold a lot of these boxes already. But again, I'm only doing 100 boxes, because if I do over 100, I can't keep up with it. It's too much work. I can't fucking hire anybody because no one wants to actually work anymore. If any of you guys live nearby here and you want a job, it's part-time or full-time, but part-time, I need help here. If you live nearby and you want to write for Citizen Stringer, I need help. I'll give you a desk here. I have a big storefront now. I'm almost done setting it up. Hopefully November 1st will open and people can check it out. But yeah. I'm donating $5 off of every mystery box anyway, so don't worry about that. The code just gives you 10% off, and a lot of people jumped the gun once I posted it on Facebook. But yeah, buy your mystery box now because we will only be doing 100 of them total because I just can't keep up with it. All right, so let's go here. What was the other? So the Biden administration is facing a class action lawsuit over vaccine mandates on military, federal employees, and contractors. Now, this is one that you've probably heard. A class, this because we wrote an article about it that's been shared a shit ton of times today. This is on citizenstringer.com. And if you haven't gone over there, we actually added some new writers. Hi, Kim. Hi, everybody else. We haven't talked yet, but yeah, just know I know you. I see you. I see you. A class action lawsuit along with a motion for a temporary restraining order injunction was filed on October 15th against President Joe Biden's Secretary of the Department of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, on behalf of 24 plaintiffs. A statement released by Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal firm that filed the lawsuit, said 24 plaintiffs have all submitted religious exemption requests. Military plaintiffs are being told there is no religious exemptions and merely submitting such a request will subject them to a dishonorable discharge, the statement says. Federal employees and civilian contractors had faced similar opposition and none of the civilian contractors have received any guidance on where or how to file a religious exemption. Yet the deadlines for everyone are fast approaching, at which time they will be terminated. On September 9th, Biden issued two executive orders, one requiring all federal employees to receive one of the COVID vaccinations as a condition of employment, the second requiring that all federal contractors and subcontractors receive one of the vaccinations as a condition of continued contract service with the United States government. Federal employees must be vaccinated by no later than November 22nd and federal contractors by December 8th. A memorandum, a hard word to say, issued by Austin on the 24th of August said that all military service members must be fully vaccinated and that those with previous COVID-19 infection are not considered fully vaccinated, contrary to science. According to the Epoch Times, the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps have set a November 28th deadline for their active duty service members. Reservists have until December 28th. For the Army and the Air Force, the deadlines for active duty service members are December 15th and November 2nd, respectively, and the deadlines for the National Guard and Reserve members are June 30th, 2022, and December 2nd, 2021, respectively. The U.S. Coast Guard members have until November 22nd to be fully vaccinated, but nobody really sees them anyway. No, I'm just kidding. Austin's memo also states mandatory vaccinations. Well, Lauren, you forgot the Space Force. Anyway, Austin's memo also states mandatory vaccinations against COVID-19 will only use COVID-19 vaccines that receive full licensure from the Food and Drug Administration in accordance with FDA-approved labeling and guidance. Now, that's interesting. And I didn't catch this before. In accordance with FDA-approved labeling and guidance, so that means that it has to be labeled Comatri or whatever that drug name is, the vaccine name, the approved name for Pfizer. That's kind of interesting. Because if that's the case, well, I heard that that drug wasn't available yet. Anyway, however, Liberty Counsel says there is currently no FDA-approved COVID-19 shots available anywhere in the United States. See, that's where I'm going. Every COVID shot in America remains under authorization for emergency use, which means that people have the option to accept or refuse them. That's according to the Liberty Counsel YouTube. So please don't be assholes to me. Anyway, they say the military plaintiffs in the lawsuit have all agreed and sworn an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and to sacrificially lay down their lives for their fellow citizens against enemies both foreign and domestic. These military heroes face dishonorable discharge, court-martial, termination, and other disciplinary actions merely for submitting their religious exemption requests. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. In some other news today, that's kind of crazy. I saw it this weekend. They kind of talked about it a little bit on the news this afternoon that I saw on Fox News, because I kind of listened to that throughout the day as I work. Developing story, up to 17 American missionaries, including men, women, and children, have been reportedly kidnapped by gang members in Haiti. According to an organization with direct knowledge of the incident, a voice message from an Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries was sent to various religious missions stating that the missionaries were on their way home from building an orphanage. And then they said, this is a special prayer alert. The 1 minute message said, pray that the gang members would come to repentance. The message states that the mission's field director is working with the U.S. Embassy and the field director's family. And one other unidentified man stayed at the ministry's base while everyone else visiting the orphanage was abducted. According to the New York Times, citing Haitian officials, the missionaries were abducted from a bus heading to the airport to drop off some members of the group before continuing to another destination in Haiti. Reached late Saturday, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State, or State Department, said that they were aware of reports on the kidnapping. The welfare and safety of all U.S. citizens abroad is one of the highest priorities for the Department of State, the spokesperson said, declining any further comment. Sources cautioned that the investigation was ongoing and more information would be available on Sunday, and not a lot more information came out. I did hear that the FBI has landed in Haiti, and they're trying to track down these people. During the White House press conference today, they asked about this. They did ask whether the military was going to be used to go into this country to try to free these 17 men, women, and children. I believe five of these missionaries were children, and that you didn't get an answer. It's the same thing as every day with the press conference. You don't get any answers to anything. So you have no actual idea what the hell is happening in our government or whether they're even awake, and they're probably not. And I kind of just went out as subject here. I went out of order. One of the things I wanted to talk about, which doesn't make any sense, and April wrote this article. Sorry, my nose is itching. It must mean I'm tired and I'm ready to end my show, but not yet. Republican lawmaker introduces legislation preventing cargo ships from anchoring while they wait to offload, citing environmental reasons. This is just another reason why people don't make any sense in this country. Fears are growing over America's supply chain issues and the possibility of empty shelves. It would be strange for a lawmaker to introduce legislation that would compound the issue and make things worse, but that's exactly what one Republican lawmaker is doing. On Tuesday, Representative Michelle Steele, this is Tuesday of last week, she announced the introduction of the Stopping Hazardous Incidents in the Pacific Act, which is called the Ship Act, that will ban cargo ships from idling or anchoring in the coastal waters of Southern California. In a press release, she says that the Ship Act would ban cargo idling or anchoring 29 nautical miles off of the Orange County coast. This ban would take effect immediately for up to 180 days, or until the president declares the backlog in the port is over. The legislation was authored following a devastating oil spill that affected the Orange County coastline for more than a week. Reports continue to show that this spill, which is the largest in the region in more than three decades, may have occurred due to an anchor or chain of a vessel hitting a pipeline and dragging it along the seafloor. The pipe may also have struck several other times by other ships' anchors, the latest reporting says. Cargo ships idling for months off Orange County coastline have become an environmental and public health crisis. It's time to get the ports working again and get these ships moving out of our waters, she said. This crisis would have been prevented, and it's important that we protect our waters and coastline. But it's just, you can't make this shit up. You really can't, because we have this crisis, and I keep saying crisis, supply chain crisis. I keep doing it in parentheses, you know, with the air quotes, because I don't believe it. I think it's all orchestrated. Everything we've had issues getting drivers in these seats. They don't want to pay drivers anymore. This has been an ongoing issue for years and years. Even when drivers, if you talk to the drivers on the road, if you ask them if there's a driver shortage, guess what they're going to say? You could drive to a fucking truck stop right now. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe I should send April or Adam out to a truck stop and just talk to drivers about this driver shortage and see what they say. I probably wouldn't do it, because they'd be like, driver shortage, there ain't no freaking driver shortage. Cheap ass brokers, they want more trucks on the road so they can pay us less. That's what they're calling a driver shortage, because that is the truth. If you don't have a lot of trucks on the road, the trucks that are on the road get paid more. Do you understand? Because then the bargaining power of a load is determined by the driver. It's determined by the trucking company, the one hauling that load. Because then, instead of one truck bidding on one load, or 10 trucks bidding on 10, or 10 trucks bidding on one load, you have one truck bidding on 10 loads. So the people that are bidding are actually the loads at that point, and they're paying more to get their freight moved. So this whole thing is just, it's nutty. And that's what's going on now, because we're letting out people. These vaccine mandates and all the pandemic buying and all that shit has caused a backlog at the ports, and freight can't get moved quick enough. You know, and people and manufacturers see that. That's what the inflation is. That's why people are starting to sell shit for more money. It's not because they have a supply. I mean, here's an article. I may have closed it. No, here it is. Here's an article. Billionaire supermarket owner warns that food prices will go up, quote, tremendously. The owner of a New York City supermarket chain predicted that food prices will increase sharply in the coming months, with some increasing 10% in the next 2 months. John, I'm not even going to try to say his last name. He's a billionaire supermarket owner of something in Diagnostino Foods, warned that food giants such as Nabisco, PepsiCo, and Coca-Cola will prioritize raising prices on products. He is quoted as saying, "I see over 10% price increase in the next 60 days," he said in an interview with Fox Business on Monday, adding that the trend will not drop anytime soon. He cited rising inflation and supply chain bottlenecks that are currently plaguing supermarkets and other retailers across the United States. He then cautioned, "I see food prices going up tremendously because food company CEOs want to be ahead of the curve, and the way they're doing it is by dropping all the promotions. They are dropping low-moving items. Why give away something when you don't have to give it away and you make more margin," he said. "So I think that now these companies are going to have record profits in the third quarter." Experts have said that a significant backlog of shipping containers is currently being processed at two major California ports, and that is why snarling delivery of food and that's why everything's all backed up. Energy shortages in the Asia Pacific and Europe, as well as COVID-19 related concerns, lockdowns, and vaccine mandates have also been blamed for the supply crunch. Earlier this month, the White House announced that it was able to push Walmart, FedEx, and UPS into committing to adding more shifts to alleviate the shipping issues. Again, bullshit. We're coming up on a holiday. They always add more shifts. Does anyone not realize what's going on? It's fake. Joe Biden, I just realized that live. I know Walmart was announcing that they're going to actually start flagging their own ships, their own NVOCCs, leasing their own ships to go get their own ship from California because there are no NVOCCs, non-vessel operating common carriers, that are able to haul that ship back, ship lines. So they're actually leasing their own ships to go get their products from California. We knew that was going to happen because that was announced like 2 or 3 weeks ago. FedEx and UPS, yes, they always add seasonal capacity. Always. They always do. You know, your UPS driver will start having a helper because he's got too much shit on it. FedEx driver will start having a helper. You'll see them. They run. That's usually when the packages start being thrown, and you'll see them run, and you see the truck pull up, and then it pulls off, and you're like, holy shit, my package is here. And then you hear it hit the front of your door, like literally as they're driving off, because they got a little gopher guy that runs all over the place and delivers the package. You know what I'm saying? They always do that. But Joe Biden is like, oh, FedEx, Walmart, and UPS all decided that because of what I said, they're going to add more capacity. They're going to add more people. Bullshit. Compared with 1 year ago, consumers are paying significantly more for goods and services. We wrote an article on this last week. We also did a show on it as well. According to recent data released by the Department of Labor, it came as the agency reported that the Consumer Price Index, a key inflation gauge that measures how much Americans pay for goods and services, rose approximately 0.4% in September, which is up 5.4% year over year. It's the highest inflation rate in, I think, 13 years. Oh, boy. For example, Americans are paying about 42% more on average for a gallon of gas than a year ago. They're also paying 10.5% more for eggs, meat, poultry, and fish, 4% more for coffee, which you guys should just be ordering Pure Truth coffee. See that segue? You can get our coffee. This is coffee I have custom roasted for us. I package it all up in the front here in our store, and I mail the shit out quick. I mail it out quick. Tomorrow is I got to print some shirts, but tomorrow is I'm going to be packaging and shipping all the individual orders of everything except the Trumpkin blend, because this is the only Trumpkin I have right now, because the restock is coming on Wednesday. But so tomorrow, and my new shipping days, for everyone that doesn't know, I'm only shipping on Tuesdays and Thursdays because I need the other days to do everything else. But yeah, and I'm going to add a frequently asked questions to my store. But yeah, if you want to get some of the best fucking coffee you've ever had, excuse my language, I don't care, go to puretruthcoffee.com or puretruthclothing.com, click coffee, and if you use code Chicago, you still get 10% off your order for the next 24 hours. So you best get your ass over there and buy some coffee. Because it's good, too. Mine's good coffee. Anyway, people are paying 6% more for peanut butter, 27% more for propane, kerosene, and firewood, 5.2% more for electricity, and 24.4% more for used vehicles, and 7.1% more for appliances. Yay, Biden! That's what this shirt says. Yay, Biden! Fucker. But yeah, our country's so screwed. You want to hear something else that's screwed? I'm kind of jumping all over the news today. I apologize. This is a story that April wrote earlier today. COVID-19 vaccination status leads to a Manhattan judge suspending a Long Island father visitation with his toddler unless he submits to COVID-19 tests on a weekly basis or gets vaccinated. This is outrageous. And it's not the first time. This is just, it's crazy. You can't even believe that this is real news. The father in question has already contracted and recovered from the virus. Now, in order to see his three-year-old, the father must either get vaccinated or present a weekly PCR test in addition to biweekly antigen test within 24 hours of a scheduled visit. Here, in-person parental access by the defendant is not in the child's best interest, and there are exceptional circumstances that support its suspension, wrote Justice Matthew Commie Cooper. I added the commie part in there, but it's fitting, right? Justice Matthew Commie Cooper, according to the New York Post. Cooper also wrote that the dangers of voluntarily remaining unvaccinated during access with a child with COVID-19 virus remains a threat to children's health and safety cannot be understated. What the fuck? Look at... It's so hard to do this job. None of you guys really know how hard this is to do this, to stay like mellow and calm, even though I don't seem calm, you know, but to stay mellow and calm and just not like flip my desk and punch holes in walls and stuff like that. It's so hard to do. Anyway, but the father's lawyer, Lloyd Rosen, told the New York Post late last week that he was previously infected and recovered from the virus, saying, "My client is not a conspiracy theorist," the attorney said last week. He had concerns about the vaccine. He's heard about, I can't even say this quote online. You know what? I'm going to wrap on social media. I appreciate everyone for watching on social media. If you do not have a membership to citizenstringer.tv and you're not watching on Roku, Amazon, Apple TV, whatever device, I apologize. Because I'm going to cut over and just do, because I can't talk about COVID on social media. They don't allow it. So I'm going to end my social media feeds. Go over to citizenstringer.tv. I'm only going to be live over there for 10 or 15 minutes because I want to see if I can get back to my house before my wife is asleep, because we've been watching this show on Apple Plus and it's pretty funny. It's not funny actually, but I like it. It's a good show. It's the morning show, I think is what it's called. It's mildly entertaining. But I like it when we actually do something together, because typically I just work incessantly. I work way too much. And so I like to see her. But yeah. So I'm going to end that. Make sure you pick up a mystery box. Use code Chicago for the next 24 hours on our store to save 10% and to have $5 off of every mystery box, every shirt sold, or 5% off of everything else you buy in our store. Go to the Chicago Police Department. I'll find out what charity tomorrow. I'll announce that in the total amount raised with the super chats and everything. I don't even know if we got super chats. I only saw the $100 donation, but I didn't see any other super chats. No social media whatsoever. I'm just cutting it all because I can't keep them all live. But I thank you everyone for watching. I will see all the people on PTNN just after a second. For now, what the hell? What is going on here? What in the hell? How come I don't see what? Oh, I overlaid it. That's why. I was like, why didn't I see it? I messed up that. But I'm, I'll see you guys in a minute. All right.